Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Was that twice?
Well, there was two dingoes.
I got.
Oh.
What if...
Hey, coming up in a real short period of time will be our first annual, and we'll do this annually, our first annual Gaggle of Geeks show. We're going to bring in like every geek like Adam and our Mac guys and our Linux guys and our extreme internet guys and everybody we can think of, bring them all into this studio, cram them all in here, and like answer every angle of every question and almost have like a debate probably about every single question.
And I'm going to say... nothing. I'm just going to sit there and say, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Hey, it's time for... what time is it?
I don't know. It's what time is it?
It's time for Adam's acronym.
Wow, that's great.
Hey, Adam.
Hey.
Good morning to you. Thanks for holding on. We just had all this other stuff going on. You know,
yeah.
The guy at the mall, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you got a point there.
All right, guys, it's Adam's turn to bring us a little knowledge, a little knowledge about the computer world. Adam is all of 13 and has been a veteran of the show for coming up on a year or something. Something like that. Yeah. All right, so what's today's acronym?
And well, first, before I have my acronym, there's a neat little product that I found a while ago that lets you put your analog videos on your computer digitally, and that works really nicely.
And no way!
What is that called?
It's called a D... It's made by D-Link. It's a little analog-to-digital converter. It's USB.
So you plug it into the USB port, and it's got, like, composite, like the little RCA jacks?
Yeah, it's got composite video, and it's got S video.
So you plug whatever your device is, VCR, camcorder, what have you, into it.
Yeah.
And then there's some software that says, go?
Yeah, I'd probably have to play on your camcorder VCR, and then on your computer you, like, do something, and
that's
you, like,
wrong.
Record it, and then you do, like, stuff to it,
well,
edit
those,
it and
those
things.
Those $50,000 systems, you press a button on the computer, it starts everything and turns everything on.
I'm just guessing. I know Adam pretty well, but he ain't got 50 grand to spend, so I'm guessing this is probably less than 50, right?
Oh, yeah, it's $60.
That's significantly less.
50 grand, $60, you know, whatever.
There's a little bit of a difference there.
So, actually, there are quite a few devices out there. Dazzle's got a bunch. Pinnacle Studios has a bunch of great packages that combines the hardware and the software.
Jace.
And I've had a lot of people that have been doing digital video as inexpensively as possible tell me that that is one of the better product lines, Pinnacle Studios.
Right.
All right, so what's today's acronym?
Today's acronym is MPEG.
MPEG.
Oh, I know what those are. Those are those little... You know, if you have a pegboard at home to hang your tools on, it's a little M-shaped thing to stick in that pegboard to hold some special kind of tool, right?
Give yourself a moo there.
A moo?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Wrongo.
Oh.
Adam, educate the masses, would you please?
Okay. MPEG stands for Motion Pictures Expert Group. They're a group of people who make standards for video so that there's not like 20 different formats around. There's MPEG and then a few others.
And how does MPEG affect my life?
Now, what do I care?
Hey, stop that.
Well, if you're working with video or if you're just viewing video even,
yes,
you can use the MPEG format to compress your video so it's smaller.
And would that be Adam's recommendation whenever you're working with video on the computer?
Yes.
To use the MPEG format and compression?
Hey, yeah. Adam, can I add on to your little dealio there?
If you must.
Yeah.
Everybody probably listening to this show, if you haven't heard of MPEG before, you just didn't know you had. MP3s are just a offshoot of the MPEG 1, which was how, of course, you get all your music from the internet. So the whole Napster thing that happened a while back, and now Kazaa and all those other things out there, that's MP3, which is an MPEG format.
So those experts grouped together and allowed music to be stolen. Is that what you're saying?
And video.
Yeah.
Because you can steal video in much the same way.
Yes, sir.
It's a wonderful world of
thievery. And also DVD video is in the MPEG format,
yes.
I believe.
Yeah, well, it depends on what you're watching, but yes.
And digital cable and the stuff you get through the dish, that's all MPEG 2. That's the way it's encoded.
Just give you some perspective. Uncompressed video, about 1 hour of uncompressed video will probably, depending upon the resolution, take about 10 gigabytes.
That's a lot.
Of space, which means it would not fit on a DVD.
No, it would not.
So in order to get that 1 hour onto a DVD, you have to do some sort of compression, and MPEG is probably one of the most common compression ways.
The standard is like 25 to 50 to 1, depending on exactly the version and all the things that they're doing. There's all kinds of ways to compress that stuff.
And another popular one is AVI.
Yes. AVI. Do you know what it stands for?
Audio-Video Interleave.
Look at this guy.
Dude, look at you.
He's the man.
You bring in the heat.
He's the Adam man. Well, here, just a real quick kind of lesson on digital compression. The thing about digital, anybody that has digital television, digital cable, digital anything, sometimes you'll see this tiling. You'll see like these squares that just when you change channels. Basically, because it's all pixels, a lot of digital compression technologies try to remove what's called redundant pixels. In other words, if somebody's wearing a black shirt, those pixels are going to stay black throughout the time that shirt is on the screen. So it will remove as many of those black dots
as it can.
Instead of
saying there's 50,000 black dots, it says there's one, and the other 50,000 look just like that one.
Well, the other thing is it just removes them from the actual image. Not that you could tell that, but it removes as many of those dots as it can, so it makes the image smaller. And that's pretty much how this compression works.
Yep.
Look for those redundant pixels. And the nice thing about digital is it doesn't have to recreate those pixels every time because it's already there. So it's kind of technical and stuff. And
it gets funky.
Yeah, I think it's time to get some more caffeine. Adam?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. And we look forward to the Gaggle of Geek Fest.
Yep.
And you obviously will be the title guy on the deal.
The title guy? How does he get that?
He's the man.
Man, I'm going to make a sash for him that says Mr. Geek.
He's there. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
And you've offered to do some reviews, so you're gonna we'll talk about that, and maybe you'll start bringing some more specific reviews to the show.
Yep.
And pretty soon we'll have him do the whole show. We'll just sit back and go.
Yeah, we just kick back and watch.
Hey, it's Ken and Brandon. Take it from here, Adam.
News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hey, he's ready.
Look at that. See, he is primed and ready to rock.
It's the Computer Corner. Ken, Brandon, and apparently Adam as well, and Michael Valdivia here to talk computers with you every Saturday morning. We got another hour to go. It's Ken Colbert and Brandon Disney back after the news.